Yo, my people, J5 here. I am a Ghanaian music producer from East London. Today, I want to do a beat breakdown. I want to dive into how I made the beat for Did You See by J Hus.
Did you see what I made?
The song that inspired me the most when I was making the beat for Did You See is Skin Tight by Mr. Easy. It's produced by Jules. That song had me in a chokehold. It was so simple, but yet so effective. And I remember thinking, if I can produce some rhythms that have this much space and get artists to sit in the pocket, I'm gone. Before starting this beat, I just knew that I wanted something that felt and sounded like summer. I loaded up a piano. The piano I used is from a plugin called Keyscape. And I was messing around with a few chord progressions, and this is the chord progression that stuck. So I loved the chord progression, but I wasn't too keen on the sound. So started messing around with a few sounds, and then I came across this. So I found the marimba sound, I'm excited. I feel like 75% of the work's done, but I need a drum groove. I need something that keeps that summer bounce going. So I load up a drum kit in Battery, and this is the pattern that I come up with. Simple. But when you put that with our chord progression, this is what we have. It was really important to me that the drum stayed simple in this song. But once I'd locked in that drum groove with the marimba, it felt a bit slow. So I needed to do something to pick up the pace. So I started playing with this hi-hat pattern. This is the hi-hat with all the sounds we previously played. Halfway through making the drums to Did You See, Hus walked in the room and he kind of just chilled in the back for a little while. We were both heading out. At this point, we both practically lived in the studio. So I was going home to freshen up, but he was going to a party and we were going in the same direction. So I offered to drop him off and then I would just head back to the studio. At this point in time, Mo, our manager, and I have matching cars. Even our number plates are almost identical. So I drop Hus to the party in my black Benz. About 4 hours pass and Mo goes to pick him up in the white Benz. Hus is in the car and he texts me, "Are you back at the studio? I've got the idea, I've got it. If you're back at the studio, I'm on my way back now." So whilst I was waiting for Hus to get to the studio, I was playing around with some vocal melodies. I was trying to come up with just a reference for a chorus. When Hus walked in, I hadn't got it right, so I quickly just muted the vocal that I had. And he literally walks over and he's just like, "Did you see what I done? Came in a black Benz, left with a white one." Within an hour, I'd say we had all his vocals recorded, the verses, chorus. We knew the song was a monster. Straight away that evening, I sent the song over to Joe Gosser, who was the exec at Black Butter. He texts back the next morning, was like, "This song's a hit, but it's missing something." And I weren't trying to hear it. I was just thinking, just accept it as it is. But in reality, he was right. He just kept on saying, "It needs a lead, it needs a lead, something's not right." So for the next week or two, he kept on coming to the studio and we were experimenting. We couldn't get it. We couldn't find what it was that completed the song. So I just told him, "Look, leave with me, I'm gonna get it right." At this point, I don't know what's missing. I'm just messing around with things in the studio. And I go back into my voice notes and I play back the melody that I was recording before Huss walked in, the one I muted. In that melody, I can just hear things that complement J Huss's chorus. This is the melody I recorded. Forgive my singing. So I chop up that voice note. I try to make it work, but it sounds too much like I'm trying to say something. So I have to re-sing the melody like this. I'm going to play it with the guitar pedals, reverbs, and all the effects on it. This is what it sounds like when it's treated. After I recorded the vocal guitar strip sound for the bridge, I realized it was what was missing. It was a game changer. I chopped it up and I just kind of spread it across the track for ear candy, and it worked, especially in the chorus. This is what it sounds like placed in the chorus.
Did you see what I done? Came in the black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with my bones, and my niggas wanna try some. Did you see what I done? Came in the black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with the bones, and my niggas wanna try some.
At this point, I've pretty much got all my elements in it. I'm happy with the song, but I'm starting to feel like it's too repetitive and it needs a bit more of a journey. So before I get into this bridge section with this guitar solo I've just made, I feel like I wanted to change the chords so that in the second chorus, it felt more like a build-up to the guitar solo. This is what I came up with.
Did you see what I done? Came in the black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with the bones, and my niggas wanna try some.